tradition, but I've done this stuff before, of the My Interest This Week podcast. My name is Jason Anderson, and I am here to tell you about my week, I guess you'd say. In my first time, I'll be talking to you a little bit about what my job search has been going, or how it's at least gone for the past week, and also this video game that I have been developing. So without further ado, I will go on to the job search thing. Now, some of you, or at least most of you, or even all of you, whoever's listening to this, probably don't know that I have been trying to find a better job for a long time. I've been doing retail for a very long time. Far too long than I'd like to admit. And I would like to actually find something a little bit better than what I currently have. No offense against the people who actually do work retail. It's just that I feel as though I have a lot of experience in various other things. I have a business degree for Pete's sakes. And so, yeah, I think I should go on to something a little bit better. So it's kind of weird because at first I had tried to go into accounting and that didn't really go anywhere. I had tried out, I think it was audit. And that didn't really work for me. I had tried to get into a form of audit called information systems auditing, but one of the biggest problems with that is that you need a lot of experience. Yeah, apparently from what I've heard, you do need a lot of experience just for accounting in general. So, for instance, let's see here. What is that guy's name? I can't remember the guy. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast once. He was Miss Universe Mr. Universe bodybuilding a bunch of times. And what he originally wanted, what he originally tried to do was that he tried to get into accounting. You see, he had graduated from college in, I think it was 94 or 95, then he tried to get an accounting job. The problem was that he kept going to all of these accounting, all of these interviews, and he found out that he couldn't get the job. They'd say, oh, you need experience in it. And he kind of say, well, how the fuck am I supposed to get a job in accounting if I don't have experience? It's kind of a catch-22 there. And so instead, what he did was that it's kind of a long story, but anyway, yeah, that's similar to what I had. I tried to go into information systems auditing, but the thing is, you need a whole hell of a lot of experience. I mean, even the CPA exam, for that one, you need just a year of, you also need a master's in accounting, but still, you only need to have worked with an accountant for a year, and if you pass the CPA, hey, you're licensed, you know, you're certified and all that nice stuff. But for what I tried to do, something called the Certification for Information Systems Auditing, CISA for short, you need 5 years of not just accounting, but also auditing experience just to do that. Excuse me. And I didn't really have that much. I mean, for information systems auditing, I may have something like that. Working with information technology for a very long time. I mean, heck, I've been working with, you know, hardware, software, servers for a few years. The development cycle of various applications, just the ins and outs of how operating systems work, stuff like that. I've known that for years. But the audit part of it, that I didn't know. I barely know anything about that. I only have, you know, what I learned from school. I don't have on the job experience for that. So what I had to do instead was with all of this job stuff, I had to instead switch over to something else. I thought, well, hell, I mean, I got to get a job somewhere. About year or two ago, I did get a job with a certain company, for their, what was it? I think it was for their call center. Now I remember. It was for their call center. What was it? Well, maybe I should tell that story for another day. But anyway, more recently, I was contacted for this field tech positions, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what does this thing entail? It involves fixing, it involves going to various stores or going to various clients and fixing whatever hardware they needed, you know, point of sale systems, little printers, or maybe it was, I don't know, their network's going down, router needs to be fixed, stuff like that. Or maybe their store employees, they need to be informed on stuff like this. Which is understandable, you know, I could do something like that. But the thing is that it also involves driving at least 200 miles each week around this place just to, you know, just to do all this. And I'm just thinking, I'm not good with directions. I'm not good with driving on the highway. I mean, geez, Pete, I think a couple of weeks ago, I went to a interview for a, I think it was a call center position, and I felt as though I nearly got into two wrecks just going over there. Of course, this was over in Richardson, so yeah, it wasn't easily 45, by the way, it's Richardson, Texas, but that was easily a 45-minute drive for me. Yeah, that was a job where I just kind of thought, okay, yeah, the job environment for that one, by the way, was I would get call after call after call, and the only thing that you would take is a lunch break. And so if I was driving, you know, 45 minutes to this and having all this work, and I'm thinking, oh, heck no, I'm not doing this. But anyway, back to that, to what they called me about, I think it was this past week, they had called me and they had said, oh, this is $18 an hour and it's a contract job for a year. And I'm a little queasy about contract positions because that job that I had, I think it was a year or two ago, that was for 4 months. Yeah, things went down on that. Well, I'll talk about that some other time, but suffice to say, things went down with that. And so my contract ended with them and I left the company. So I'm hesitant with these contract positions at, you know, for these IT jobs. But then again, I don't know what the heck else. Oh, God. Anyway, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know what the heck else to do about this. I mean, they'll sometimes call me and they'll say, hey, you know, do you want to try this position? I may consider it, you know, if it's an IT position. But if it's, if it entails so much driving, so much customer stuff, it's just, oh, brother. Yeah, the thing is that I've worked with the public for so long that I just don't want to do that anymore. Heck, if I could, I would just work within a company or with the employees of the company. I'd rather do that. The public can be, it's just, I'm tired of that. I want to do something else. Now, I do have some certifications. I have an A+ certification. That won't get you much in this. I mean, that's only just an entry level. You know, that's just an entry level thing. I also have a Linux Plus certification. That may help. I mean, if I knew enough about Linux servers just to do that. I do, but I don't have enough experience with that. Yeah, and since I don't have enough experience with that, I can't really go into the server space. I mean, it's not as though I haven't tried. I mean, I've tried applying for positions at data centers, but they just kind of looked at me and said, okay, you know something about this, but you haven't worked in it. And so they just kind of told me, don't call us, we'll call you. Yeah, I think that involved CentOS and what was it? I think it was Red Hat Enterprise Linux, you know, RHEL. I have not really worked with those OSs. I mean, I've dabbled a little bit with Fedora, but I haven't worked at that. At least not, yeah, I haven't worked in a major position like that. And so that's a big, huge problem, at least when I'm trying to, you know, trying to change careers. What I'm mainly trying to find is that just a position where I go over there, I fix people's stuff, and then if they want me to do something else, you know, something a bit more, I want to say the word invasive, but that's not it. Something, well, not just technical, something a little bit, administration. Yeah, something a bit more higher in the administration. Sort of what I talked about earlier with that audit stuff. I mean, I could probably do that, but I would also probably have to be under the tutelage, or not necessarily the tutelage, just under someone who already knows the ropes and I can learn off of them. But I haven't been able to do that yet because I'd have to get the job. I would have to kind of move into that position. Maybe ask someone higher up, hey, you know, how do you want me to do this for you? So if they said, oh yeah, here at XYZ Corporation, we need, you know, help with fixing this or checking this or doing that. So for instance, with audit, well, it depends, you know, there's sometimes you have processes in the company which have to be verified. You have to verify that they actually work, that they're, whoever is working with that, whoever owns that process, whoever manages that process, that they're actually doing the job, that they're actually providing value to the company, or maybe it just needs to be tweaked a little. You know, it has to be audited, managed, verified, and of course secured. That's another, yeah, it's kind of interesting. That's another thing with audit, with all of this. You know, if I was, say, just a field tech or something like that, I wouldn't just have to fix something, I would also have to secure it. I mean, even if it's a point of sale system, I'd have to ensure that the darn thing is properly locked down as per the policies of the company. There's so much to security. That's another option for me to, that's another avenue for me just to go in. But the thing is that, I don't know. I just don't know if I can take on security. I mean, that holds a lot of responsibility. And if you mess up, I feel as though if you mess up even once, then you're out. You've ruined your reputation. They fire you, whatever. Oh yeah, and usually what happens with me is when I mess up, I mess up big time. I may talk about that on another time. That's just been my thing with job finding over the past week. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. For the most part, I'm not doing much. I'm working my job, and yet not, or it's kind of ironic, I'm working my job, but I am not really trying to find another job. But I have been working on other stuff. For instance, game design. I've been working with this engine, this open source engine called the Godot engine, over the past few years. I took a look at this sucker and I thought, holy crap, this has a lot of potential. I remember first hearing about it from, let's see here, this was in 2017. I had seen this video by this woman called the Happy Cat. It's, well, don't let the name fool you. She's a programmer who, she knows what she's talking about. And she said so much about the engine. So many positive things about the engine. And I thought, wow, I gotta check this out. And I looked at it and I thought, holy crap, me likey. So I started to just do whatever with the damn thing. For a few years, I had, because for a few years, I had this idea of making a, what was it? It was a, oh crap, better not blow into the microphone. Anyway, it was a, it's this big, huge game where you play online with, say, a few of your buddies, but one of the nice things about it is you would have something that's procedurally generated. Now, there are a bunch of games nowadays where you can play online and you'll have something that's procedurally generated, but I wanted this to be a little different. One of the things I wanted it to have is to have a procedurally generated story. Now, that sounds like a tall order, and it is. Believe you me, I researched it for months trying to figure out how to effectively generate a procedural story, and let me tell you, it's next to impossible. Well, it's not next to impossible. I mean, hell, there's a, I can't remember what it was called. AI dungeon or something. Anyway, that can do a procedural story. I mean, you just give it commands. You just say, hey, I do this, or it gives you a scenario, and you just, you know, it gives you a scenario, you give it some commands, and whoosh, away you go. But with this, I kind of think, oh, crap, there are so many things you can do with a procedurally generated story, or just how the heck do you throw that one together where that each time it interests the person, or it interests the players, or at the very least, it engages them enough such that they finish the whole thing. I wanted it to be more like Borderlands meets, well, something with a procedurally generated story. So I researched that for a few months, and then I came to the conclusion that I can't really do this, not with what I currently have, because there are some companies who may be able to do it. For instance, BioWare, I think they could do it. I mean, hell, they did story-driven games in the past, so maybe they could pull it off. But this one, I thought, no, I need to build up to this. What should I exactly do with this? Because I didn't know anything about this. So what I did was that I just did, I put together demos over the next, you know, couple of years. I just put them together, and I had projects and other crap like that which never really went anywhere up until now. I think I do have something with this. It's this little game that I call Block Wars. It's this multiplayer, how can I describe it? It's a currently local multiplayer, a game where you play an e-celeb, and you have to, you don't only just have to defeat the other guys, but you also have to, you have to also amaze your fans. Your character is going to have fans in-game. They won't have fans in real life. I mean, that'd be a nice mechanic to have, but can't really do that now. So instead, you'll just have this audience in-game, and you can appease them. You can appease them for more points. So if you're going around, you know, kicking ass and taking names and defeating all the other players and all that nice stuff, you can increase, you may have a kill count or a score, I haven't really decided that yet, and you can have so much more than that. You can have a kill counter multiplier, I guess, and you can increase that multiplier if you impress your fans, if you do, I don't know, interesting stuff for them. So I wanted to involve doing cool stunts and stuff like that, but the animations that I currently have, it'll be too hard to implement those, at least right now. So instead, your character could just have something such as, using a weapon that your fans want. So if they want a certain ray gun, well, I only have currently have only three weapons. Maybe I'll tell you about that on a later show. But you use the weapon that they want. Even if it's not the best weapon, if you use that weapon, your multiplier goes up, and so you earn more points. And overall, you know, you win better with these fans. It's not just that. I'm trying to think of other little things that will help you. So, for instance, if you do more for the fans, maybe they'll, I don't know, throw out more ammo for you, or perhaps you'll earn better guns or something like that. I'm still trying to work the kinks out of this. I've been working on this for about a year or so. And what I basically have is just the movement of the characters, some of the guns. I currently have three characters A, B, C, and D. Well, they actually have names, but I'd go into the names, but not right now. But anyway, in this, you also have procedurally generated maps. Now, those are pretty difficult to pull off. It's difficult to design a good multiplayer map, let alone one that's procedural. I've read about a few tips on doing this. So one of the tips is that give players, you know, when they spawn somewhere, have multiple routes for them to go. You'll see this in the Call of Duty games. Another thing is that have a bit of risk and reward. So, for instance, if there is a super weapon out somewhere, have very little covering for the weapon. That's just a couple of things that I've thought about. But actually generating... Yeah, I've currently been working on generating the map. Now, I've just been working with things for setting up the map. So based upon a certain, just random whatever, it will place blocks or pieces of modules for the multiplayer map. You know, this will be a modular maps. I was thinking about, based upon... Well, here, let me back up. I tried looking up, you know, how you would exactly develop a map like this, and I had been working on what would be a good way of generating this. I'd finally came upon this guy. I can't remember his name. It's Marcin Metriz. I'll link to it in the description. He had this nice idea for baking dungeons and maps like that. So you would have one starter map, and you would have exits from that map, and from that exit, you would then connect another piece of the module or the prefabs. I think he has in his case. And it would just continue out there until, you know, you terminate the program. And I thought that's a great idea. So that's what I've been doing. I have been working and developing with that in mind. I've also put up videos of this, of some examples of what I have generated. I'll also link to that. Now, doing this is hard because you may have one single set piece that you want to put in there, and you need to have everything else work around that, and that's not easy to do. I mean, there's still so much randomness to this. So even if you have the starter, you have one starter module, I guess you'd say, and then it grows off of that. It's not to say that I can't put in other, you know, little things in the modules. They may have other items which are attached to them, little landmarks, I guess you'd say. So, for instance, I could have this one little two-story map, and I could have all of the prefabs grow off of that. But where would I put in, you know, barricades or walls for the to protect the players? Or where would I put in the super weapon? That's not easy to put in. I'm still trying to work that out. I'm still on the basics of it. But I think I'll be able to work this thing out. But it's still going to take a while. I mean, that's what I've been working over the past week. Heck, I've been working on that one over the past couple of weeks. I feel as though I've been working on that over the past month. I feel as though I need to work on some other stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's been my, that has been my week. And so, this may sound a bit short, but then again, I may add more to it as I go on with this podcast telling you about this. And I hope you people enjoyed this inaugural one, I guess you'd say. So anyway, thank you for listening to this. If you want to, you can reach me at, let's see here, I am on Twitter, at TheFakeJasonA. I'm also on Mastodon at Artane at LinuxGameCast.com. You know, hit me up there. There's also my website, jasonsblog.place. I'll link to some of that in the description. But please remember, you can't get to the top of the mountain if you don't aim for the stars.